Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are here. You've got the family over, and all of a sudden, one of your wacky, you know, Uncle Lou, who you know, he just hates guns, has to start trouble. Good morning and welcome, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, and the only gun I hate are the ones that don't work.
Yeah, I mean, they are useless. They are paperweights, in essence. That is true. So, you know, they've come out this every town for gun safety. You know, they always have a cute little terminology involved. But they're giving pointers as to how you can counterpoint your pro-gun relatives. You know, your pro-Second Amendment ones. Like, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Every town says you should respond by saying people with guns kill people and more efficiently than people without guns. What do you think about that?
I, one, just laugh at that. And two, my response is, hey, look, murder's been illegal since Hammurabi carved it into a stone tablet thousands of years ago. Guess what? Criminals are criminals because they break the law. They don't care.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they use the term efficiently, like, yeah, people with guns kill people and more efficiently than people without guns. And there's a lot of truth to that. Do you know what else it's efficient at? Stopping someone with a gun who's attempting to kill you or your family members.
I mean, this is the same argument that was made back during the Middle Ages in Europe, saying the common people can't have swords because they kill each other. Meanwhile, it was the nobility going around killing everyone. You know, this is all just goes back to the same thing. And they let the cat out of the bag when they said, well, it's to kill more people efficiently. Well, yeah, they want to be the efficient ones. It's why every totalitarian dictatorship, every regime, every Holocaust, every genocide, they all happen the same thing in places where the common people are disarmed, you know.
And then, they'll talk about, they'll say, you know, the pro-Second Amendment person will say, well, you know, look at gun control laws in Chicago. That hasn't done any good. And then their rebuttal is, well, you know, the guns come in from other places that have weaker laws. But actually, the whole state of Illinois has severe gun control measures, red flag laws, 72-hour waiting period, a ban for concealed carry for self-defense. I mean, you know, they are strong gun laws, but it's the whole state, not just Chicago, right?
Look, the United Kingdom discovered this very, very hard during the Troubles back in Northern Ireland. You know, an actual island that was completely cut off from the rest of the world with gun control, and less than 1,000 IRA terrorists just decided, well, to hell with that. We don't need to use guns. We're just going to bomb people. I mean, look. Gun control, arms control, none of that works because bad people are going to do bad things, period. Again, it doesn't matter. I mean, New York, Chicago, L.A., Washington, D.C., it doesn't matter. Look across the border into Canada. Extremely restrictive. You think the criminals there care? The cops aren't stopping them. They can't stop them because, again, criminals don't care. They break the law.
That's the nature of the beast, no doubt. So, all right, so we got that. You know, when you sit down with family members, just be prepared. They might come with both barrels loaded, so to speak. But this other thing that's troubling that's in the news, the National Fraternal Order of Police is against something that we have talked about many times, and this is reciprocity for concealed permit holders. It should be good in all the states. What are your thoughts about this?
Look, as a former police officer, I find it extremely hypocritical, the position that the FOP is taking right now, especially for the fact that their arguments are, oh, well, you know, we can't have people carry guns nationwide. That's endangered to police safety. Yeah, that's bupkis and that's bull. Look, we've had multiple instances across the country where law enforcement was saved by an armed citizen. You had the incident here in Florida down in Lee County, where a Lee County deputy was being attacked during a traffic stop. It was a good Samaritan who pulled over, pulled out his own firearm, and shot the deputy's attacker, saving that deputy's life. Up in Washington State, you had an active shooter situation in a neighborhood where two cops were shot. One of the local area residents pulled out his gun, engaged the shooter, and dragged one of the officers to safety and kept the shooter pinned until other units could respond. You had, if you recall, the mall shooting where it was a private citizen pulled out his Glock, engaged the active shooter when there was no law enforcement officer there, and saved lives. So the idea that it's a danger to law enforcement, it's ludicrous, but more so for the fact that the FOP is literally pushing for national reciprocity for law enforcement officers through the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act, the Laosha Reform Bill, that would give off-duty cops an exemption from state magazine bans and gun-free zones, while their argument is that, oh, national reciprocity will do that for John Q. Citizen. Well, no, national reciprocity doesn't do that. If you actually read the bill, the National Reciprocity Act simply says, if you could carry a firearm in your home state, you could carry it nationwide. You still have to abide by local laws in terms of gun-free zones, magazine capacities, firearm bans, all of that. While the FOP is pushing for an actual exemption for themselves, but they're claiming national reciprocity will do that when it's a fact out lie.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we connect with you. We like to get, you know, the facts out there. And, yeah, you being former law enforcement and the FOP, it doesn't make sense. And they're not being completely honest. Hey, what's the status of the lawsuit that GOA has with the state of Florida right now?
You know, just to tie up the thing with the FOP real quick, it ain't fair that I could carry nationwide, but my wife can't because she wasn't a cop. But going into the lawsuit, we have reached a settlement agreement with the state of Florida. The state of Florida has agreed with GOA completely that, yes, the open carry ban is unconstitutional. This was our federal lawsuit, so this will have statewide ramifications, which is good, because the McDaniel case was only in the First District Court of Appeals as a state case. We filed this lawsuit back in August of 2024. And the nice thing is it's a complete reversal. The state of Florida originally was defending the open carry ban, saying that it was constitutional, that, you know, there's no reason why people should be able to open carry, so on and so forth. And now they've come to the understanding that, yeah, no, open carry is constitutional. It's legal. And they agree with this. And if they violate that, then there will be punishment and, you know, actions that we could take against them.
Well, that was great work. I didn't think we were going to get it through the legislature, and we didn't need to because the courts ruled, and that's a good thing. And Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, always a pleasure. Look forward to further conversations.
Same here, always.
All right, keep up the good fight. Keep up the good work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.